Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 7.35, it's good morning to Pádraig Lodge.
Good morning, Audrey. Ireland won another medal on the final day of the World Rowing Championships in the Czech Republic. Zoe Hyde and Sunita Pushpure came third in the women's double sculls. It ended another successful regatta for Ireland with a tally of 2 gold medals and 2 bronze. We can hear from Pushpure shortly, but first of all, Kerry woman Zoe Hyde, who spoke about battling the Austrian crew for bronze.
I had a look over at 7.15, they were ahead, and I was like, okay, need to put the head down and just give it a go. We knew they'd be fast, we were ahead of them a good bit in the heat, but when we watched the semis back, they'd come on a good bit after a couple of days, so we knew it would be probably between them, so we just kind of had our plan to keep the head down and focus on what the best we can do, and today it worked, so.
It was a good day, and Sunita, you're very used to competing at this level as a single, now you have Zoe in the boat with you, what's that like?
Well, the team talk is a little bit longer. I'm not as lonely in a tent anymore, so I have somebody to fire up the dance floor. Yeah, it's good, it's a new experience for me, new challenges, and I've been enjoying it so far. Like, it's been really, really good. Zoe has a really good head on her for first year international role, like, so very lucky.
The final round of the KPMG Women's Irish Open at Tremoland Castle saw a crowd of 10,000 watch Klára Spilková of the Czech Republic take victory in a three-way playoff. Leona Maguire finished one shot short of the playoff in a tie for fourth place. Spilková spoke to Greg Allen about winning just her second European Tour title.
I mean, it's great, you know, I've been on the tour for 12 years, so I knew I could make it. I could win another one because I've been playing really well recently and I've just been up there, you know, every week. So I just had to trust in it. And of course, like, to win, it doesn't really happen every day or every week, you know. You just really gonna enjoy it and just, I'm just so grateful for it, yeah.
And just the up and down on the 17th, you were in the water, you took your shoes and socks off to make the best part of your life, maybe.
Yeah, that was definitely my best up and down in my whole life, to be honest. And I'm just really happy that it actually came out that way, and it ended up like a meter from the hole, and I was able to make a par, you know.
The birdie in the playoff, mm-hmm. and you nearly hold the chip.
Yeah.
What was that moment like?
I mean, to make the putt, I was just really trying to stay calm, you know, and I knew it's a meter uphill putt, and I made millions of them in my life, and I just knew I'm going to make it, you know, just put a good speed on it, and it just did, you know, and I really felt really strong when I was over there. I was like, I can do this, you know, so that was great, yeah.
Xander Schauffele's one-up victory over Canadian Corey Connor secured another President's Cup victory for the US team as the Americans went on to defeat the international team by 17.5 to 12.5 at Quail Hollow. It's two defeats from their first two games for Munster in the United Rugby Championship after a 23-17 loss to the Dragons in Wales. Stephen Archer and Ben Healy had a try each for Munster in the first half, but they failed to score in the second half. Gardaí have confirmed that they are carrying out an investigation into an alleged assault on a GAA referee in Wexford. The alleged attack took place at the end of a Junior A football championship game between St Joseph's and Our Lady's Island. We'll have more on that story later in the programme. In the only county football final played yesterday, Roe clinched a 31st Offaly championship with a one-point win over title holders Tullamore. Man of the match was Offaly star Anton Sullivan.
I suppose we've been written off all year. We've been told this team is finished, it's old. You know, we're kind of over the hill. But, you know, as I said, we stayed in that little bubble the last couple of months since the county is finished. We regrouped with everyone. And, you know, it's been an unbelievable journey. We've had some injuries, we've had some ups and downs, we've had some bereavements. But, you know, we stuck together as a group. You know, and days like this are special. You know, we've won so many in the past, but this is just a special one.
And what keeps you coming back year after year?
Well, I suppose we never look back. Every time we win a county championship, you know, we enjoy it. But then when it comes to the following year and we regroup to the field, you know, it's we look to get better and better. We look to get back up to the field and improve, bringing on younger lads. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, there's some young lads in this panel that are experiencing this for the first time, and it's brilliant for them, you know.
Double Olympic champion Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge broke his own world marathon record in Berlin. His winning time of 2 hours, 1 minute and 9 seconds took 30 seconds off his previous best set in the same race 4 years ago. Aidan O'Brien's Waterville pounced late to win the Irish Cesarewitch at the Curragh. Wayne Lorden came from last in the 30-strong field to pip Rachel Blackmore on Echoes in the Rain. And finally, the Ireland women's cricket team lost by 7 runs to Bangladesh in the final of the T20 World Cup qualifying tournament in Abu Dhabi. Both teams, though, progressed to next year's finals in South Africa.